This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In a major technological breakthrough, India has developed the world's largest 10-ton propellant mixer for solid rocket motors. The mixer was designed by ISRO's Satish Dhawan Space Centre in collaboration with the Central Manufacturing Technology Institute in Bengaluru. The mixer weighs 150 tons and stands 8.7 meters tall with a length of 5.4 meters and a breadth of 3.3 meters. It ensures precise and safe mixing of solid propellant ingredients essential for rocket launch. ISRO called it a symbol of India's growing self-reliance in space technology under the Atmanirbhar Bharat in Space initiative. Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railway in its statement said all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 and entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side. Regular trains will continue to be operated from all platforms. This is a step in the direction of avoiding peak hour rush getting accumulated in one platform. In addition, the deployment of Railway Protection Force and Government Railway Police Forces in New Delhi Railway Station has been increased. These personnel are assisting the passengers by guiding them towards the platform from which their train is scheduled to depart. Northern Railways will operate 5 special trains today to facilitate devotees. People can use Railway Helpline number 139 to reach out for any inquiry and passenger support during ongoing rush situations. In Jammu and Kashmir, a brief exchange of fire took place along the line of control LOC in Gulpur sector of Poonch district when an army post came under fire from a forested area of Pakistan yesterday. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that as per the reports, the firing believed to be sniper shots aimed at army soldiers took place yesterday. The soldiers retaliated and the exchange of fire lasted for a very brief period. There was no report of any damage on the Indian side. An earthquake of magnitude 4 hit New Delhi and several parts of northern India early this morning. According to the National Centre of Seismology, the origin time was 5:36 hours and the epicentre was located at a depth of 5 kilometres near Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged everyone to stay calm and follow safety precautions after the tremors felt in Delhi and nearby areas this morning. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, will be on a 2-day state visit to India from today. During the visit, Sheikh Tamim will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement, the visit of the Emir of Qatar will provide further momentum to the growing multifaceted partnership. The MEA said in recent years the ties between the two countries, including in the areas of trade, investment, energy, technology, culture and people-to-people ties, have continued to strengthen. French President Emmanuel Macron will host an emergency summit of European leaders, including Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer, on the Ukraine conflict today. The development comes after US officials suggested Europe would have no role in any talks on ending the conflict. The French presidency has said Macron had called for the consultation talks and they would address the tumultuous change in the US approach to Ukraine and the attendant risks to the security of the European continent. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and European Union's Ursula von der Leyen and Antonio Costa from the European Union are expected to be at the summit. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with losses of over 0.3% in midday trade today amid mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 241 points to 75,698 and the NSE Nifty 50 lost 77 points to 22,852 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.